requirement is that they should feel that this is their own temple, not that we just tell them that it just, because you can leave your door of your house open to everyone, but not everybody will come in because they ask question why I should come there. You have architect should create a space that it welcome everybody. It welcomes, and when you are there, you feel it is your own place, not that you are a stranger.
The beautiful words of Mr. Sapa, the world-famous architect that built the world-famous Lotus Temple. We'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, and he's got a song picked out for us, and it's from Supergrass, and the name is called All Right, and they're from England, so let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
Oh,
Okay, we're back. That was Supergrass and their song called All Right. And I was just remembering that song from quite a few years back in the 90s. And yeah, it sure had me skipping around the house today. And anyways, we have Shkwait Shachlach, my brother from Gwaishkana, BC. For people out there that don't know him, he's an extreme survivalist. He's gone through lymphoma. He's gone through Guillain-Barré syndrome. He survived both of those. He's gone through the forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. And he's had to struggle and manage through all that. And he did. And he's just a really big, huge hero for me and many other people that know him. Very strong person, individual, and we're just so blessed and honored to have him come on to our program. And thank you very much, Shkwait Shachlach. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today. Right out today.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful sunny day today. And so we have a subject today, and it's on heritage. And we'd love to hear your words on heritage. I know it's kind of a doozy because it's not something we all get to think about too often.
Well, you know, I kind of see heritage, you know, like heritage is actually property, you know, like the Old Bailey house in Maritier. It's called the heritage site because it's an actual physical property, and you know, the other heritage is cultural heritage.
Mm.
You know, where we pass on, or where knowledge was passed down to us from those who came before us.
Mm.
So I kind of figure there's, you know, a kind of a distinction between plain old heritage and cultural heritage. Either way, we're losing both.
Mm.
You know, with, you know, going globalism and all that, you know, trying to make everything blended.
Mm.
You know, we lose out on our buildings because they knock it down to put up something different.
Or our sacred sites too.
Yeah, and you know, and we lose our oral traditions and culture by you know, buying into this multiculturalism.
Yeah.
Sure, we can share culture, but you know, don't mix it up because then both sides lose their culture.
Well,
you know, a new culture is formed.
Mm.
You know, we can no longer claim the old culture,
mm-hmm.
the old heritage, cultural heritage. Can't.
That's,
we can't have, it's like they say, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. You know? It's so true. It's just like, when I bring up, you know, my own culture, traditions, and heritage as just part of a real huge part of my path and direction in this life. You know, when we're not connected to that culture, traditions, and heritage, these things, they're so powerful and wonderful. And I always like to point out to people that it's like my compass in life. It helps me not to get lost. And I think it's the same for many people, maybe all people, that if they have that connection and that belief in their own heritage and their own culture and traditions. You know, these things are the things that can help direct us on our paths and help us not get lost. And I really appreciate what you brought up, and brought up some pretty awesome points there. And it's just so wonderful to always have your input on these things, because, you know, we got to seek those people that, you know, have basically a superpower to get through some of the hardest parts in life, which these diseases are very, they claim a lot of lives, and you were able to climb through those terrible diseases and survive. And so just getting a little insight into, you know, what makes you tick is so awesome.
I hope I'm not spouting out, you know, craziness. trying to pass off what I learned, you know, from our old ones. Hopefully it can be part of my legacy. You know, and people like to mistake legacy as heritage too, but, you know, it's what we pass on to those behind, that follow us. Whereas heritage is passed on to us from those who came before us. So hopefully I'm leaving a good legacy of my thoughts and actions.
Even your musical choices are pretty profound and pretty inspiring in itself too. And we really thank you for, you know, just opening up part of your life and, you know, the things that affect you and help you gain some of that strength to continue on and grow and heal and just make yourself better for yourself and the rest of us. It's just always inspiring to tap into that energy and just such a special time that we have with you, and we really thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
it keeps me inspired having to make my brain function all the time. You know, wondering what I should be thinking about all the time, you know.
Yeah.
At least looking forward to this, you know, I don't have time to mope and whine about my health situation.
Yeah, so anyways, I guess we're going to have to continue on with our show. We really appreciate you coming in and live and joining us and just sharing some of your music and some of your knowledge and wisdom. So, and what about you, Celia? Anything to add?
No, other than listening carefully to what's been shared here, that tenacity and perseverance with all the different things that have been dealt with in the last few years is an inspiration.
Yes. So we're going to have to let you go for now, brother. We hope you have an awesome weekend and week, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And just continue on getting stronger and inspiring us all to work on ourselves and grow and just be an inspiration for the rest of the people around us.
Okay, like the song said, it's all right.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is.
Okay, so I thank you guys for having me on. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you there at the station and those listening abroad.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye for now.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right. That was Shkwait Shakhlakh, my brother from Gwaishkina, BC. And always a great honor to have him on our program, all to share his wisdom and what makes him tick and get through this pretty brutal, hard life. So we're going to continue on with our program, and we're going to be getting to Lady Fima. But first, we're going to play her a song from Asteroid, and the name is called Pale Moon. And also a big shout out to my niece that's in the hospital right now, and she's recovering very well. I'm just so happy and proud that she's getting stronger and better, and I was able to even hear her voice last week. So I thank all the listeners out there for all their well wishes and their prayers, and just an amazing thing to see. So we're gonna listen to some Asteroid, Pale Moon, and we'll be on with Lady Fima. So enjoy, everyone. Asteroid, Pale Moon.
Thank you.
back. That was Asteroid Pale Moon. Their song was called Pale Moon. And I was dedicating that to Our Lady Fima and also my niece Gemden. She's doing very well in the hospital. Big shout out to her. And so we have on the line with us, we have Lady Fima. How are you doing, Lady Fima?
Hello, dear Chief. I'm doing fantastic. My love, respect, and greetings to you, the team at the station, and wonderful student of Simon Fraser University, and all the respected listeners across the country and outside of the country, and another warmest special wishes and kind wishes at the reservation to the landowner, Aboriginal people, Indigenous people, as a landowner of the country.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. And also we'd like to give a shout out to Magnus, Conavar, Jesse.
Yeah.
And also we have Mohammed Mahmoud, and he's a video production volunteer here. A big shout out to him. And also Sasha. She's a producer of the Jambalaya program, and she's going to be away for a couple of months. Big shout out to her, and happy, safe travels, and return back in a few months, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from her. So we're going to carry on with our show, and we're going to get to you, and we're going to get to our subject, which is heritage, and we'd love to hear some words from you on that.
Absolutely. The heritage, it's something handed down from the past as a tradition. Each one of us, we have to nourish and find our soul and DNA, and judge, not judging any question, to discover ourselves, to see who we are and what we want to do. What is the purpose and our journey on this Mother Earth? And the tradition, in the very meaningful, every tradition, every culture, they have their own tradition, that I do encourage each one of us to go back to the root and find out what it is. And the significant one, in my opinion and many others, is the tradition of the Red Nation, vanguard of the nation, Indigenous people, because we are all landed on this part of the world, and is so educational and is so deep to nourish our soul with that tradition, a pipe ceremony, powwow dancing, that they have a huge meaning behind all these activities and celebration and tradition. And all those smudging, I would encourage the respected listener to discover those area, because it's very powerful. It brings a good energy and a lot of appreciation to our path. And I have to say, I always refer to the universe as a rainbow. I have to say, I'm very privileged that this radio station, Free Voices, as an action of the Free Voices, celebrate and all nation, because all the distinguished, respected guests that it has been invited to this station, they are rainbow, in my opinion, different color, different background, different belief and religion and practices, like the youngest one, Anna Marcus, the Irish dancer in the world, recognized in the world, and she represented Canada in the world, and it's so unique and it's so wonderful. Vagadis, you know, is just wonderful soul, that he is the swimmer, the divers, and he represented, you know, Canada as well. And remarkable. Dr. Latif is coming from different background, and his services of 2 days of his work has been dedicated, devoted, and committed to the landowner of the country indigenous people that he practiced. He go to that territory and provide his wonderful services to the humanity. Dr. Akhavan, the international lawyer of United Nations, that he speaks for the world, he is coming from different background. And Mr. Sahba, the architect of the World Achiever, and one of his significant work was in New Delhi, the worship in India. These are all distinguished, wonderful people that are coming from different belief, different background, and we made that rainbow at this station. Yes. And I am very privileged, very honored to be among you, and I wish you the wonderful, beautiful journey on your path, and all my best wishes to each one of you.
Beautiful.
Peace for the world. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, beautiful and wonderful. We're going to have to say bye for now. Thank you so much for joining us, all your beautiful, wonderful words. We're going to thank all our listeners out there for listening to Free Voices. Bye for now. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
And
thank you,
President Celia.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Bye for now. And we're going to end this show with some Ben Woods Sidewinder and his Rumba Flamenco. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye.